Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Librarians and Leviathans podcast, featuring part 4 of a game of Hellcats and Hockey Sticks that I ran in summer 2012, featuring Dan, Kyra, Arthur and Kat as schoolgirls, and me, Shim, as the headmistress. The story so far. After a brief encounter with some local lads, the girls played a tipsy game of Truth or Dare, which ended in them invading the boys' school, setting it on fire, and kidnapping one of their new acquaintances. Enjoy!
Back to the beach,
yes.
Then.
Okay. You escape with Fred.
Yeah.
Smoke, flames, bellows from King Edward's Academy. Yes. King George's Academy, even. Probably bellows from King Edward's as well, but that's some distance down the road, and that's one of your classmates' faults, so, you know, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, I'll leg it down to the same distance on the beach, probably where we left the empty bottle of Leapram.
Okay.
Try not to drop Fred into any holes, but not really bothering.
Yeah.
Who's with me? You're not. Nobody's with me.
Yeah, we're all scattered.
It's just you.
Yeah. Oh.
On your toes.
Alright.
So. I'm naughty, naughty.
What's Fred doing? I plonk him down on the sand. He's
quivering gently.
He's quivering.
If he's not tied up already, I tie his up.
You tied him up with school ties already.
Yeah. I think he's gaggle. Right. Hello. Tell me everything you know about the girl who came to your school and who wants to find this treasure, and everything you know about the treasure, and everything you know about anyone who knows about the treasure. Now!
What is the order of parasitism?
Come back to that. What are you doing?
I think we're just kind of running away, aren't we?
Yes.
Okay.
The from has been accomplished. Selected two.
We'll
circle back to the beach eventually.
Yeah.
I'm presumably can we lose people while we were chasing
us? Yeah.
Oh, in which case we'll just circle back to the beach.
Get caught on various things or fall over.
Can't we do this in a comedy chase?
Etc.
Oh, could
you? The man playing the saxophone.
Is there a car we can steal?
Do you want them to be?
We walked here, so.
Out
the beach.
I suppose.
I thought we'd just
escape in a stolen car. Cause
we saved the golden car, it was got stolen car with a lady there.
Alright.
Yeah. I'm sure there'll be opportunities.
Sorry, I'm just trying to stuff all the possible keys in the knots.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, so suddenly it goes to me, is our headmistress played by Alistair Sim? Yes. Excellent.
Awesome.
Headmistress played by Alistair Sim, played by me.
Yes.
So. There's going to be a lot of burbling, so I will not do this in character. Okay, I'm sorry. Basically, a blonde sixth former from St. Grissian's came to the school at some stage and to explain that she had, after a certain amount of wariness and insight, explained that she had knew the whereabouts of some treasure, which some criminals recently nicked, which was in the papers. So that's what he says. You probably spotted it.
That's what he said.
And they were extremely sceptical, but intrigued. So they agreed to buy her on this. She said it was brought to them on the beach, and naturally they have tied her up and kept prisoner in Zips and Conroe.
Right.
Because they don't trust her an inch, because she goes to situations, and has set the first city on the beach.
Okay.
Can I go home now?
But you don't know where on the beach it is.
No. She wouldn't say.
Somewhere.
Has everyone else come back
now? I don't know. Sure.
Have we come back?
Do you want to?
That seems sensible.
You can time this for your own cinematic purposes.
Yeah,
yeah.
So.
Come back.
Oh, the Bugatti Tizza actually made it back.
Mm-hmm. I did my dare. But he doesn't know where the treasure is. But they're keeping the girl prisoner in the city hall common room.
Oh, they're keeping her prisoner?
I think that was
apparent, yes. Yeah. They don't trust her. They're keeping her prisoner until they find the treasure.
We'd bet,
it's one of your...
I hate bad design quest hubs.
We'd better break our droog out of the Barbie place, then. If she's harmed at all, let's keep this Malchick here, so if she's harmed at all, we can shove off his yarbles and send him back to St. George's.
We can bury him off to his neck.
Is it low tide or high tide?
High tide.
Probably not actually going to kill him.
No, but I have to say, keep it at low tide, and so if we end up getting captured, we can actually, we have a bargaining chip. Like, let us go, like, your friend will die in a few hours, let you know.
It's low tide.
Unfortunate.
It's low tide.
It's low tide.
That's low tide?
Yeah, it's low tide now.
Excellent.
Yes.
So let's bury Fred
and... I don't think that, mistress. Everything is entirely a matter of whim. So...
Okay, yeah. Estimate how much time there is until this will become a problem for him.
Quite a long
with
way.
You'll know where the high tide mark is.
Yeah. It'll be about how long is it?
Several hours.
Yeah, several hours.
4 hours.
That's well, presumably it will take a narratively appropriate length of time.
Exactly.
If we can't get this person out in 4 hours, then we're going to be in deep trouble anyway, in which case we'll be bargaining chip.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So we bury Fred.
We'll find a suitable hole. Insert Fred. Fill
insert
in hole.
Gag again.
But it takes quite a long time to build a hole deep enough to bury something.
But there is a hole.
No,
they've already dug a bunch of
holes. The holes are there.
But if you're not buried, then it's kind of easy to get out.
Well,
they would be building quite
deep. Already deep enough that people were able to fall into them and have to be rescued. So.
Okay.
Now it is the appropriate hole. Yeah. So to speak.
So insert Fred into slot B.
Yeah, insert Fred A into slot B.
Okay, and now we have to go back.
No, we have to go back.
But at least no one will be looking in the sixth form common room because we set the science building on fire.
That's
a good point. That's a good point.
Remember, always set the science building on fire. Never know when it may prove useful.
Might be
a little Yoda thing going on.
Might be a problem with the Millicents coming round after we set that fire, my sisters.
We'll sort it out. We'll work it out when we get there.
For Vidi, what the live land is.
Okay.
Okay, we go back to the school.
Montage. Okay. Cutscene. I don't know, what's the word?
Loading screen.
Yeah. Transition. There's, like there's a picture of an elevator, and you're all standing around.
Stay there, you
just got a picture.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you're at school. Let's see. How severe was the fire? Did you make any special efforts to control its severity in either direction?
No. Okay. Mm-hmm. Through a
burning thing through the window.
Bin.
Okay.
To a room with lots of family.
Okay, it's about an average fire. And
average for in bin or average for like flaming building?
Average for a science building on fire.
Okay.
A big fire.
Yeah.
They've managed to put it out by this point actually. You have a lot of experience around here. the in school firefighting team of various teachers. Etc. Put entirely reduced their stashes to liquor stalls, etc. to ruins. And people are kind of mooching around a bit to some extent. There's fog and charred bits of building.
We should disguise ourselves as boys.
But we'll need some Malchick's platties to do that.
Oh yeah, we'll just kidnap someone and nick their totally what you do.
If you sort of circle on, you'll see on the fringes of the forest, the feral first years are in sort of appearing out and have been attracted by the fire. So, you know, a lot of the school has been roused by the...
We'll probably need to capture sixth forms, unfortunately, because I think first years and their stuff might be too small.
That's more of a background detail.
Do you take Fred's clothes?
We're girls.
We didn't say
we are girls, we're quite small. I don't think we should leave Fred naked on the beach right now.
Oh, so we endanger his life by making him naked. That goes too far.
Yeah, some of the other girls might find him.
True.
No, that's true.
And it would chafe.
We don't want the third year believing they go on the beach.
Mm. No, you have to get your own.
It's like a mandrake.
So, yeah, can we capture some first year? Do you think Nick's disguise on those boys is the way forward?
What is his next plan? You've got a disguise skill.
I've got drama, which I'm sure should allow me to construct four costumes for us all.
I think it does, actually.
Drama and plus needlework.
And you've got, I've got needlework, but between us, you've got needlepoint, haven't you?
Yeah.
There you go, between us, we can construct some.
And like craft a lantern on.
We do all have long hair, though, really.
Tie it back!
Some of the boys have long hair.
Really?
It's about the same level of school as yours is.
Alright.
So,
also, don't they wear boaters, so we can just pin our hair up in time?
Yeah, some of them will be wearing boaters, or, you know, like, trying to look like whoever the latest, you know, drug fiend celebrity is, or whatever, so.
My hair is cut approximately as long as Malcolm McDowell's was
so I'm fine.
Also, bowler hat.
Well, you've got a braid, so you just took it up inside your boater, and we'll deal with it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there must be boy goths.
Yeah.
True.
Goth boys. Yeah.
Okay. We combed the fringes of the wood for likely looking.
I suppose not any boy perky goths.
True, but nevertheless.
Are you farming the forest for boys?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Tallish.
Yeah.
Tallish
first years.
As always, what we're looking for is a group of four people with exactly the same height and build as us.
Yeah.
Which, as you know, you always find.
Okay, let's see.
Apart from the cases where it's comically appropriate to have the big person in the extremely small boat.
So, generally, you're going to find that the first users you spot are, while technically wearing the uniform, it's only narrowly distinguishable from rags.
Do any of them have hats?
Let's see.
All we really need is hats.
Yeah.
Can you go back and go? You can go and grab the stones.
In fact,
it's a better idea. Yeah.
Yeah. If you you'll spy odd clusters of villagers within the forest, and around one of them you'll actually see a set of stakes on which hats have been impaled.
They look available. Could we get them off this thing?
Sure.
Do we want to? Do we want?
Yeah, why not? Let's go and grab hats.
Okay,
who's going to grab hats?
I'll go grab hats. Okay, stealth.
We're going to get mauled by feral purses, aren't we?
Yeah.
Possibly.
I can take them. They're tiny.
Tiny.
Yes.
We possibly can.
Sneak. Which is trap and drill.
Get four successes.
I got two successes.
Okay.
One
and
a six.
Sneak. Was I got two and a six. Two fives and six. So, you sneak up towards the hut, which the babble of unintelligible first-year boy conversation rises. And as you're reaching out to pry off hats, you hear the sound of tramping feet and sort of chirruping.
Is that Migo or Mo Offer?
It's first year.
Could you scan off the scary goth pal?
I feel good at that. There's got to be willpower each time, though.
True.
I don't know what the rules for first years are.
Yeah, there's sort of. Worst thing you think for fighting mobs of first years, hang on. I'm sure there's a rule for mobs.
For the first years, Getting the first years.
Things you can achieve with first years.
1-2-1.
Cool.
Age rather than fellow humans, transferable grounds. Hunting the live game from the supermarket.
Yep. Ah, okay. That's not especially helpful. That's no rule at all. Okay. Right. You start to see heads poking up from various bits of undergrowth. What do you do? Stand, flee, or cast a spell?
Flee. With hats.
Okay. Okay, roll me your fleeing.
What is it?
Okay, let's see.
And it's a four.
Right, one success is a five. So, you will flee with two hats.
Okay.
Clutched in your grasp.
Okay.
And you're going to have to drag a couple of first years for quite some distance before they relinquish their hold on your leg.
That's fine.
Squawking all the way.
Get off. Get off. Alright, I got two hats.
That's not bad. I mean, you can probably get away with long dark hair as a kind of
male
goth.
I'll look there.
And Alexis doesn't need one, and we can wear hats.
Okay. I'll put my hair up under the hat.
Okay.
What are we doing about our pink hair?
That's fine.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have one of the hats.
Well, you can disguise yourself as being an emo boy as opposed to a goth girl.
True.
So now we
want to... So emo and pink.
Yeah.
We want to head to the common room.
Okay.
I'm always getting inside.
Are we just wearing hats as disguises?
It's always worked. This is really disconcerting because Kyra's pointing a phone at me. I know, it's just the kind of the awareness of... Okay. So, you have flawless disguises.
Sorry, it is my version of the... I have my email version of the...
And are sneaking around the grounds of the Smoky School.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Do we know this is going to be
You can probably make an intuitive guess based on your knowledge of schools. Let's see.
Was that come off?
No, I mean, as a general meta thing. You know how schools work. You'd probably work out roughly, you know, which particular kinds of fortifications suggest that something is a sixth form common room protected against younger children.
Probably got big banners, like...
Yeah, it'll have, like, gang signs on it or whatever, you know.
Some word imply... Some word for first years and general lower school people keep out.
Exactly.
Or fuck off, probably.
Yeah.
Depressingly, since this is a boys' school and we've given them a relationship for 30 years, it would be fag team out.
Yeah.
Which is
probably,
rather unfortunate.
No fags, this means you.
Yeah, I think. Anyone got geography?
No.
Nope.
See what else might okay, it's just give me some observation, I think. How quickly you are able to track it down. Because you will track it down.
Two successes.
Zero successes.
And I've got a five.
Both sixes.
Okay. So yeah, you'll spot not only the sort of the right kind of building with the barbed wire around the windows and that kind of thing, but also you'll spot some clearly sixth form looking heads poking out the windows and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping an eye on what's going on.
We're all wearing skirts as well. Our disguise is a hat and skirt.
Weren't we going to try and like lay claim to like the stoners and get more?
Yeah.
More clothes.
We can do. Didn't they run off when the?
No, the giants have caught you as you were leaving.
Ah.
So, but they may have run off in the intervening hour or so.
Yeah.
During the fire.
Is there anybody wandering around the halls we can just grab and...
Inside, outside.
Inside.
Although, actually, if we manage to get close enough to get to the Sixth Common Room, we might as well go into the
Sixth Common
Room.
You're right.
Inside it, so.
Yeah. Also, I think hats are a sufficient, disguise.
Monkey's my disguise is zero hats.
You're disguised because you're not wearing a hat. Okay.
Because the boy who's taken their hat off.
would you like April to borrow my schlapper? I offer you my bowler.
No, it's fine.
Look, April, the worst that could possibly happen is that the boys notice you and they kidnap you and do terrible things to you. Whoa.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think you mean the worst that can happen is that the male chicks try to snect her, and then we have a very great bit for about it.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, you find yourselves tracking down the maths corridor towards the sixth one corner. There will be... You'll see figures passing occasionally, but they don't get close.
Like, geometric figures.
Yeah.
It's maths coming to all.
What shall we use for disguising?
Given that our disguises are shit.
Yeah.
It's technically drama, but...
Drama. Yeah, let's have some drama.
I don't
know.
I have drama.
You do have drama.
You are, however, wearing a hat... And nothing else remotely masculine.
Succeeded with a 6.
I failed with a 3.
Okay.
Succeeded with a 5, assuming a 5 is a success on a disguise roll
for
someone who is not wearing a disguise.
Yep.
3 successes.
Or
4.
Bearing in mind
it's difficult, so that's not actually a success.
Okay.
Who hasn't succeeded? You two. Okay. Let's see.
Arthur's also not wearing a disguise.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's disguised by not wearing a disguise.
I'm wearing a bowler hat.
Yeah.
True.
So what's going to happen is basically you'll kind of pass a couple of older boys heading along the corridor. So pause for a minute, look, and then clearly do the mental calculation of someone else's girlfriend.
This.
I don't want to get involved. And stroll off.
Someone else's mob of girlfriends.
Yeah. Well, they're probably assuming that two of you are boys.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Probably the ones in the hats.
Yeah.
You can always tell a boy about the
hat.
Never mind whoever else.
Yeah.
That's why you wear a hat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Otherwise, people would think you were a
girl.
Clearly.
Okay.
So. Okay.
You should get your hat and then put it on,
that would
make me a boy.
Yeah.
That meant you're
gay.
So.
What do we want to do? Do we want to just go into the Sixth Common Room all guns blazing? Or, well, by that I mean.
We have no other plan.
Right, what you'll find is. There's a Sixth Common Room. There's some heavy doors, which clearly once had that kind of, you know, the sort of thing schools like, they have lots of glass panel in it, which is boarded up, and there's kind of nails hammered into it at various places, and fags keep out, scrolled on the doors.
Mm. In boarding school sense.
Yeah. No, it doesn't say that. There is no disclaimer.
Villains.
Can we...
There's a sort of litter of empty vodka bottles and fag ends around the door.
Can we leave it off leave it off the boards? Because then we'll have weapons.
Yeah.
We'll have a plank with a nail in the end, which everybody knows is fucking lethal.
Okay, what are you trying to use to lever the boards off?
Oh, no, sorry.
Yeah.
Fingernails.
No, I have no opinion.
Can we just
is it fair to suggest that I probably have some variety of penknife or straight razor or something?
Is entirely useful for anyone.
Straight razor for shaving your legs.
Straight razor for cutting a photo of 50s and give me lit.
Yeah, you have some kind of blade. Anyone else who wants to have a penknife or whatever?
I don't have a penknife.
We can leave things, the nails out with our blades then.
Okay.
Also, that way we're going to see if the common room.
So, that is going to be some kind of roll.
Craft
seems appropriate, yeah. Roll me craft.
If you have nothing in a skill, can you lift all one dice?
You roll one, yeah.
I've got a knife craft, but I don't have a
pen. Fail! Knife.
Okay. Give me your penknife and I'll have a go.
Is it a penknife or is it a straight razor?
Whatever.
Straight razor, because fundamentally that's more sadistic.
Okay,
Isn't there going to be problematic to carry around with you, or does it fold in on itself?
Folds in on itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a die roll, because you rolled a one. If you get a 1 to 3, it breaks.
Don't!
You snap the blade of your straight razor, trying to pry off the board. Let's get another one.
I stand there for a moment, fuming with rage.
They must get into this room somehow.
Maybe it's open.
They haven't actually tried the door.
So they've either been smashed or it's just been boarded up.
I just thought we could peel off the board to have a look inside and also to have a plank with a nail in it, because that would be cool.
We can find bottles.
Oh, true.
Yeah, I'll pick up a vodka bottle. Is there any vodka bottles actually smashed?
Sure.
Great, I'll pick one up that one.
Me too.
I'll pick up one of them not smashed. I'm going for wacky bottle hitting rather than stabbing glass.
I'm not going to pick up a bottle because.
Yeah, not your thing.
Not my thing.
Okay. If I don't have my Brit, I need to have something in order to make the red coffee come from their faces when I toe trot them.
So.
Okay.
Set of double goes.
Yeah. Should we
burst through dramatically?
Yes.
Yes.
We do.
Wielding rocket balls and wearing hats.
Yeah.
One of those boys. Wait, those boys are wearing skirts.
But they've got hats, so they must be boys.
Okay.
They went to lower classmen dress up as girls again.
Oh, those scamps.